And if we lead from the back as a unified team, then we will leave nobody behind. And nobody can get past us because we're making sure that they're safe along the way.
Welcome to the Spartan DECA series on Spartan Up with Jared Cogswell, Director of Sport, and Yancey Culp, Director of Programming.
Brian talks about as a leader, in this case, we were talking about fitness coaches, but he talks about how it is for everybody out there. If you're a leader of anybody, any team, any group, or a coach, you need to be a life changer, a life connector. That's what we have to do. Talks about real leadership is when you lead from behind. So nobody on the team is left behind. We always hear lead from the front. You can't lose anybody off the back end. We have voices that can be loud enough. The people in front will hear us. Get back in the back and love on those that may be struggling. Let's go.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by USANA Health Sciences, driven to innovate and advance the science of nutrition. Visit USANA.com to learn more about their incredible selection of nutritional supplements and healthy lifestyle products.
The last time you and I got together live in person, Brian, we were at FNS, and I got the opportunity to train with your team and get coached and work out alongside you. And then we played some hoop. I hadn't played basketball at that time for maybe 10 years, and we just had a blast. And then we got into one of those deep, you know, conversations that you would maybe have at the barbecue. And we talked about service versus social media. But the thing that's always impressed me about you, B, is your humility. You know, your humility is, I think, and your high standards are at a super high level. I mean, you, everything you do before you put anything out, it's at this level, you know? And I know a lot of us out there, we talk about ready, fire, aim. Well, I don't like ready, fire, aim, okay? Ready, fire, aim means you got to go clean up a mess. And I don't want to clean up messes. I want to do it right the first time, but you are a high standard guy with high ethics and great humility. And when we were talking back in Santa Clara, you were talking about, you know, it seems like you consistently are out hunting to learn more. And you are learning from different mentors. Like you move, you know, maybe from one mentor to another. And maybe they still stay in your library of mentors, but you are always reaching out to learn more from different people and different coaches that are out there. Explain kind of like how you continue the learning process.
Yeah, this is huge. I think that's the moment we stop growing is when we stop learning. The moment that we're the most vulnerable is when we think that we've got it all figured out. And that's where a lot of people get stuck. And you know, through our connection, our relationship, and you guys understand this is so important. Why is to surround yourself with people who just have a different skill set than you? And I don't like the word saying, you know, surround yourself with people who are better than you, right? It's not about better. It's just they have a different skill set, you know? And really what I've looked at now when I look at mentorships is what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to borrow a skill set or a level, a characteristic that somebody has that I'm able to look and say, you know what, I'm just not as conditioned in that right now. And this is important. I want people to understand the type of vocabulary that I'm using even with myself. I'm not saying that I'm weak in. I'm not saying that I'm bad in. I'm not saying that I suck in, right? These are all very like negative things. I'm just not conditioned in it. I haven't spent as much time doing it, right? So I'm not a runner. Yeah, because you don't run. You're just not conditioned at running. You did it, you would be a better runner. So it's the same thing when I look at, when I go through my analysis and audit of myself as objective as I can, right? Obviously it's subjective, but having outside opinions are very helpful because I can ask them these same questions and I can see really where my level of self-awareness is to the external perception of awareness is. So I think I'm like, my, you know, strengths are here and people are saying, dude, those are all your weaknesses. Then my internal perception and awareness of myself is not in line with what is outside. So how I look at mentors is really an area in which that I need a little bit more conditioning in, and I need to surround myself with them and I need to consume as much content that they have to borrow a little bit of that characteristic and trait. You know, early on when I first was opening up a gym, you know, where we first met, Jared, that was just before year one of of that was just year one of FNS Training Center. So when I first started that, so I needed to see what is like, who's the person who has that I look up to so much that has a great culture, great environment. Search those people out. How can I be as close to them as possible? See them, absorb as much content, learn from them. And so Todd was a huge, huge, huge person for me. And I got a chance to see, witness, feel like, okay, I like this type of stuff. And I was able to borrow a lot of his leadership skills, his operational skills, the efficiency, the flow. That was important for me. When I looked at different areas of my life, whether it was, you know, being more, you know, I need to be more open, more vulnerable, understand these things. I'm switching gears. Maybe I'm going into more Brené Brown type of stuff that I've gone through, right? You know, shout out Austin. But it's, you know, it's that type of stuff where it's like, hey, I need to focus on conditioning this muscle. Who's somebody who's like really focused on this? Think of mentors like you're building muscles within your body. Not everybody is like, hey, this person's amazing for like chest. This person's amazing for legs. This person's amazing for your marathon runner. This person is amazing for Decafit. This person's amazing for Spartan training. So every coach has a different skill set, like really a main skill set. That's how I look at my mentors. And so the area in which that I want to grow in, who is the person that they're best known for? You know, when I was like all into sales training, I got so, you know, immersed with Grant Cardone and I spent time with it. I went to Miami and I'm reading his books. I mean, so many things outside of just fitness as well. I look at the world through YouTube and different conferences and real estate. And who are these people that, one, I align with them at a values level? Because to me, that's really important. Do I think that from a values perspective, this person is the same? Now, let me learn as much as I can about them to help strengthen that characteristics and skill set within myself. So, you may need to go back to certain things. Like, hey, man, I feel like my confidence is getting a little, you know, low. Like, I feel like I'm just kind of like getting soft on this stuff. Then I'm going to, you know, I listened to Goggins' book twice, and I only listened to it when I was working out. So people want to get like fired, don't listen to it like sitting in a car. Like I listened to his book twice when I was at a stage where I'm like, dude, you need to harden up right here. You know, now I don't want to be that all the time because that's not my style, but I needed to be like that at a certain period of where I was at to like fight through and have a little bit more grit on stuff. So it all comes down to the first thing I will say this, Jared, is that the first thing people need first, which is the most important, and if I could give everybody this superpower, is self-awareness. Don't just like find people if that's not, you know, and I don't find people that are already aligned with your strengths. Have the self-awareness to audit with the things in which you're not as conditioned in, and then that's where the real growth happens. Too often times people just like, oh, I like this, this is my strength. I'm going to gravitate towards this. They go to a conference, and they do HIIT training. And all they do is take HIIT training classes. You got to balance it out and sharpen other swords in order for you to become really a complete coach.
I don't know if you heard Goggins' birthday message that he sent Joe Rogan. It's one of the funniest things you will ever
Yeah,
how your
reason too is great.
Oh my God. So as fitness coaches, we hear other fitness coaches sometimes talk about how, man, I'm bummed that the government isn't putting more messaging out to get people fit. And why aren't they doing this and that? And I always come back and, you know, the eternal optimism and say, wait a second. It's our career. It's on us. We are going to be the innovators. We're going to be the one that looks outside the box to come up with something that maybe have that light bulb moment come on for somebody. We're going to be the innovators that reach the people. With that, knowing that COVID it was such a heavy hitter on our industry, how aggressive do we need to be? Like right now, we still see certain pockets of the planet keeping gyms closed and still like it's tough for me to see as a fitness coach, knowing that awesome, motivating leaders are out there struggling with doing what they used to love. It's challenging for them. And then they see other places wide open. How aggressive do we need to be right now? I know it's going to be a little edgy, but how aggressive do we need to be right now with, we need to be open. We need to be open and those brick and mortar facilities need to be rocking and rolling. Let's go.
Oh, 100%, right? And I won't go down the path of even for this aspect. I think it's just pure logic that, like, how you fight. The greatest defense is being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And take away the arm and the leg, that is your greatest defense. Like, is to be healthy, is to move, is to. So I think a lot of people have are really understanding the common sense of, oh man, you're shutting out an arm and a leg that's preventing people from giving them the greatest immunity they could ever have in their lives, which is health, mm-hmm. right? And so there's certain things where you look at it, right? Saying, okay, we can't spend any more energy though, complaining, being mad, this, right? Like why I said I'm not going to go down that hole, because there's certain things we can control, and we have to understand things that we can't control. So understanding now, if we're so locked in on purpose, we must understand this, that sometimes, and where passion is so important too, is that your purpose may take many different vehicles. You may have been passionate about this vehicle. Oh, I'm passionate in my gym. Okay, but that's a vehicle that's gone now. So was your passion just on the gym, or are you really focused on the purpose of helping and serving people? And right now, if we're taking arms away, and yes, I can attest to it. I've been in this fight. I'm a gym owner, and it's been a nightmare on so many levels. But I'm very grateful for the opportunity that it really awakened with me and saying, hey, you can't just have one vehicle, mm-hmm. or else you're done. So there's a lot of opportunities that you have to be creative and expand. And the reality is, Yancey, is to your first point, you know, the government's not talking about, you know, health, and they're not being proponents of it. You know, the reality is it ain't their freaking job. It's not what their motive is. It's not what their intention is. They got their own whatever, and I'm not going to get into all that other stuff. This is like showtime, guys. Like, coaches, yeah. Like, let's understand showtime. Like, the curtain is open. You understand this is the time to stand up when everybody needs this message more than ever. You're going to wait for somebody else to give that message, for someone that's not even in, this is not even their field, it's not even their expertise. And this is, you know, we look at things where, you know, people say, oh, the obstacles. Dude, it ain't an obstacle. It's an opportunity. This is the greatest opportunity we have. And that's this, people say, oh, how are you, man? You know, ask me all the time, oh, it's so tough. Dude, this is the greatest opportunity. I know this ain't going to last forever. But this opportunity allowed me to now serve people all over the world every single day, clients in Australia and Indonesia and Europe and South America that I get a chance to see live every single day through our coaching, not just in the gym. It's the opportunity now to show up, you know? And that's the biggest thing, is that I will validate when things suck. I will validate when things are shitty. I will validate when things are unfair. But I will not spend an ounce of my time or energy on things that I don't have control over versus the things that we do. So to the fit pros out there and the coaches out there, it's like there ain't ever been a bigger sign that says, you're up, show up, serve. There ain't never been a bigger time where people like need you now more than ever. And if that doesn't inspire you, if that doesn't awaken that purpose within, then you just want to be in the fight when everything's cush and everything's easy. But this is really what's going to separate a lot of people, and it has, but it will even more so. And we're not out of it, and it's not going to change. I don't see anything changing in the next month or the next 2 months. But it is the great awakening within as coaches that they need to realize, like, damn, this is my shot. And I'll tell you, being in this industry for years and years, almost 20 years now, like, you don't get many shots like this to make your move and make a big impact. So, you know, don't waste this opportunity, I tell people.
Yancey, there's your mic drop.
Yeah. And a little nugget I heard Brian say one time, if you don't like the wave, you either get out of the water or you learn how to freaking surf it. Let's go.
Right, man. Got bored. Let's go.
Quote. Hey, B, there's a couple of things that I want to cover. One is, you know, Yancey and I, DECA in general, huge supporters of the fitness industry. We are here to protect and support our industry. We know we have competition out there. I mean, every industry does. We know there's digital platforms out there, and I won't mention those digital platforms, but I want to protect the hardworking brick and mortar owners out there, the ones that are out there fighting the good fight in the parks, in their communities, and so forth. And I'm after, gosh, 32 years of doing this, you know, I know that there's nothing more powerful than team, than tribe, than your community coming together to support one another. And, you know, I wanted to reflect back, you're not just an individual performer, but you have, you know, you played ball at San Jose State. You've been part of some great teams. What are the lessons that you've learned from your sports playing days to now, especially being a gym owner where, man, culture starts at the top, and I can't think of anybody better than the guy that's ahead of FNS to put a tribe together. What are the things that you've learned that you can share with our audience on why they should you know, at least look into a gym and be part of something?
Well, I think that's who we are, you know, as humans, right? We want to be a part of something. We want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. I think we find inspiration with that. We find empathy with that. And for me, when I was done playing sports, what I missed was not the sport. I was done with football. I played since I was 8 years old to 22 years old. I was done with football. But what I missed more than anything was being a part of the team. What I missed was all the things I hated when I was playing sports, 4 a.m. workouts, the grind, all that stuff. But ultimately, I realized, I didn't understand that lesson until later on, is that there's something so powerful when you go through really hard experiences with people and you have their back. And there's people in the gym space that know more about an actual person than maybe their own family members know about them. Because you learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about other people going through tough times. And if you can create those tough times on a day in and day out, and I'm not just talking about tough times of death or life tough times. I'm talking about if you can create daily tough times, what happens is you create a bond. You create a bond with yourself of confidence. You create a bond of respect. You create a bond of trust. But you create this bond with people around you that becomes very inspiring and very powerful. And that's really what I wanted to give when I created FNS, saying I want to create the greatest team for the everyday athlete. The person who's never been on a team before, the person who's always afraid of sports or didn't want to, you know, like didn't want to be a part of that ecosystem. I wanted people to feel like I wanted the everyday person to feel like the Tom Brady's of the world. I wanted them to feel that connection. I wanted them to feel that love. I wanted them to feel that celebration, that reverence. When they walk in the door, like they are celebrated as rock stars, because I genuinely believe that. And there's so many unsung heroes. The mom, you know, who's stay-at-home mom, who I believe is the hardest job in the freaking world to manage all of that, to the CEO, to the everyday person who's like just not getting celebrated, but they're like crushing life, or they're battling through it. And those are the people that I really wanted to put on that podium and pedestal. We've trained celebrities to athletes, but we're not putting no jerseys on the wall. Here, you're an athlete. Everyone has the same title. There is no hierarchy of status. Everybody is one. So we don't care how much money you make. We got people in here who are billionaires. We got students in here who are broke. We have people in here who are, you know, super well-known. Doesn't matter. In this ecosystem, and what I learned about a team is that there is no body who's above the other person. And that's the we over me mentality that we have here. And that's really so powerful, because what I've learned too, the answer to that question is that it's so refreshing, even for these people who are, you know, well-known or have a lot of money, when they come in and they're at an equal to everybody else, they appreciate that so much. Because in their world, they're, you know, get their ass kissed all the time or whatever the case is. They get to be like one of the guys or one of the girls. It's a neutral playing field. Mm-hmm. We don't care about anything else other than supporting you as the person to be your best. No external things are going to make us treat you any differently or them treat each other differently. And I think that's so important in protecting that. That's what we've done for year in and year out. And And it's shifted, right? The vehicle has shifted from the gym standpoint now to virtual. So it's about protecting that still culture. How can we make people feel special? Mm. And I think that's it. And how can we instill that with other people so that they make also other people feel special? And you said culture starts at the top. And the biggest thing that I've really learned and come to understand as a leader, and my leadership style has changed so much in 10 years of seeing people's chapters in life. I've seen it all in 10 years of owning a gym. I've seen everyone's chapter. I've seen athletes of our own who have passed away. I've seen athletes' kids who were babies and then they worked for me and now they're gone to college. I've seen marriages. I've seen divorce. I've seen emptiness. Like, I've seen all the chapters. And so you see so much of life, which is a beautiful thing to see. And culture really being at the top. And the one thing that I've really learned is that culture is at the top of the mountain, but real success is when leadership is when we lead from the back, because from there we're, you know, if you imagine this analogy, right, of a mountain, right, culture is at the top of that thing. Like, this is the paramount. But when we lead from the back and people are climbing that mountain, what's going to happen, right? And you know, because you're on those, you're trekking in the snow, you're doing those, like, there's times where you're like, dude, I'm tired, I'm done, or I slipped, I fell, I want to get back. And if I'm at the top of that mountain, it's very hard for me to go get that person. But if I'm always leading, we are always leading from behind, we're making sure that we move forward together. One team, one effort. That's what we always talk about here. OTOE, one team, one effort. So leadership, what I've realized is to be a great leader, we got to lead from the back. We all have to know the clarity in which where we're going, what is most important, how we operate. And if we lead from the back as a unified team, then we will leave nobody behind. And nobody can get past us because we're making sure that they're safe along the way. And that's ultimately, what do people really want when they come in? Like, all the coaches out there, understand, what do people really want when they come in? Why would they hire you if this is just going on YouTube? Like, it's not like really the exercise that people have are so much crazy different than what they're seeing on YouTube or Instagram. Why would they come to you? Why are they taking that moment to understand, right? Because they want the reassurance. They want the attention. They want the accountability. They want the trust of knowing that you are going to be with them every step of the way. You're going to guide them. You're going to educate them. You're going to empower them and motivate them, that they will not get lost on that mountain and you will have their back. And that is what inspires me the most about having a team. And when I build a team, to me, I don't care about credentials and skills. All that stuff is learned very quick. It's about, do we have that values, those characteristics within, that we truly want to serve people and we want to bring people together. You know, for our mission statement here has nothing to do with exercise. Mm-hmm. Our mission statement here is very simple. Our mission is to connect people to their passion, purpose, potential, and other like-minded positive people. We are connectors. Before I'm a coach, I'm a connector. And if I can connect you as an individual to those three areas, your passion, your purpose, and potential, then I know you're going to change your life. But the team component is, and other like-minded positive people. So the first part is the individual. The last part of our mission is, this is how we build the team. So we got to connect with other people.
Freaking another mic drop. Dang it, I love it.
We'll be right back to this interview. But first, a little bit from today's sponsor, USANA Health Sciences. USANA creates premium nutritional products built on one simple idea. If you feed the cells in your body exactly what they need, your overall health and well-being will benefit. When paired with a balanced diet and regular exercise, taking high-quality vitamin and mineral supplements goes a long way to support your healthy goals. USANA products are developed, engineered, and tested by scientists. They're made with the purest ingredients, and they're manufactured in facilities that operate at pharmaceutical levels, above and beyond what's required by law for dietary supplements. With 30 years of experience, USANA has stood the test of time. Thousands of elite athletes trust their health to USANA more than any other supplement company. Discover the difference at USANA.com. That's USANA.com.
So I have the wonderful opportunity to coach a lot of youth, high school and below. And I like to say that I tell parents, and when I coach parents, I said, team sports, I would argue, is the greatest internship you will ever have as a young man or woman. But that also applies to us in our 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. Finding a way to stay on a team and being led by imperfect people. We all played a lot of football in our lives and other sports. And I was told what to do by a man and a woman in some cases in other sports where they weren't perfect, but they knew the job better than me. And they led me. And I said, yes, I'll step up to the start line. I'll give you everything I have every day. And they helped me be a better version of myself every single day. That's what team sports did for me. So I'm always encouraging parents and just people in general, like, find a team, get on a team. You are going to be a better version of yourself every single day.
It's so true, you know, and one thing that I recommend, you know, Martin Rooney, as you guys, you know, is one of the greats in our industry, and he does such an amazing job as an author telling stories. One of his books, Coach to Coach, I highly recommend. I really believe this book, Coach to Coach, should be, I would put this before NASMs or any other type of certification, because it's so important of understanding what it really means to be a coach. And as you said, Yancey, you can have a bad coach too, right? You can have someone who could take you to a path where it's like, man, this is like, the role is so important. And, you know, he really defines a coach as something simple, as somebody who takes you to a destination in which you want to go that you are unable to get to by yourself. And it's so important to understand that, because we see a coach saying, somebody who can take you somewhere to a destination. Yeah, but we've had some bad coaches who have taken us to places that, like, dude, I didn't want to go there. This was not the experience that I wanted, right? But the second piece is important, of where you want to go that you're not able to do by yourself. And that understanding and that importance is so huge. And I highly recommend all the coaches out there really read that book. It's very powerful, because it really, that's the mentality of understanding what our real role is, our responsibility. As coaches.
Brian, I know you're a busy cat, man. And I've only got a question or two left here, but let's talk about your book. Okay. Elevate to Great. Again, when I look at your accomplishments, I'm like, man, just another awesome, you know, not something to stick on the resume, but something else that Brian Nunez has, a coach, for so many people around the planet, is doing to impact the world. What would you just say, just for our listeners? What are a few of the takeaways, and maybe we'll convince a few people to check it out and purchase one.
I think we can learn a lot from everyone's story, and I learned a lot even from my own story, right, and connecting the dots. And for me, really what that elevating to great is, first and foremost, is understanding what your next level of great is. I don't like the word transition when people say, oh, we're in a transition right now, because to me, that's very lateral. So really what I wanted to do with Elevate to Great was a three-part process. I wanted to share a story in my life of something that was personal to me, something that I went through, something that I didn't know was a lesson at the time. And what I do in that process is I dissect that story in a lesson. Like, what was the lesson that I learned in this? I went through this. Here's the lesson that I learned. And then from there, what are the practical steps and the key takeaways that everybody can do from that standpoint? And so the whole book is really based around that presence, right? Is finding your next step of how you're going to elevate and to whatever that next level of greatness is in your life. And there's a lot of different stuff of chapters on vulnerability, on clarity, on setting values. But ultimately, it's about having as much self-awareness as you can within yourself and having the practical steps for you to apply. And so why it inspired me so much was that it wasn't this book about me. Like, it's not a book about, like, oh, this is about me, let me tell you about myself. I will use my story of things that I went through that were really tough. But as a universal lesson, there's lessons in here. And there's universal practical steps that people can use as well. And that was probably one of the most therapeutic things I've ever been through in my life is putting that book together. Having to relive some of that stuff, go through it again, like, oh man, like really learning the lesson in that process. And so I think it'll really inspire a lot of people, if anything, just to take, you know, some practical steps. And for me, when I read any book, I'm just looking for one big takeaway. Like, what's my one big takeaway? And that's the power of education and learning is, like, you know, one thing can change our life, and that's what's so powerful about it. So, I obviously, of course, highly recommend it to people, because I think it is a huge game changer for a lot.
Yeah, again, for our audience out there, I think there's a guy on this episode. His name's Yancey Culp. He ought to come out with something here soon, too. So you just inspired me to inspire Yancey to write his own version, because he's got a lot of gold within his story. Listen, Brian, I want to share just a quick story to conclude all this. One, thank you for your time. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for the impact that you're providing, not only to the fitness world, but everything that you do. You're leading from behind, you're leading from the front, and you're leading from the side, man. And I'm glad to be on this journey with you. And I know Yancey feels the same way. I admire your core values and everything that not just you're doing, but also the people within your community, because I follow them as well. But the one quick story I want to share with the audience here is when we were baking up DECA at the Boston headquarters, you know, we were on day two or three in Boston there, not quite knowing where we were going. But the first call that I made, I went into a conference room at Spartan headquarters and I called Brian Nunes and I told him, you know, gave him an outline of what we were doing. And he was bought in from day one. And you have been an unbelievable supporter of us. You were doing, you know, back before the lockdown, the pandemic, and before we had to reverse engineer this whole thing, you were doing so many creative things to launch us and help us. And I can't thank you enough for that, because that's the type of human being you are. There's not a lot of people out there, admittedly. I try to keep my tribe you know, more like the 300, so to speak. I don't need 1,000. I'd rather have 300 that I know I can trust and count on. And Brian Nunes is definitely one of those on that line. So I want to thank you for that. It's been it's been a long, short journey. I also can't wait. I can't wait to see you in San Jose, California, not too far, right in your backyard at FNS there for the NorCal DECA Fit, and to see your tribe and see you lead your squad and get to fist bump and shake hands with all of your awesome people in that fitness community in Northern California and the Bay Area there. So, brother, thank you so much. I can't wait to listen to this, because there's so many takeaways and notes that I've written down on paper here that I'm going to read tonight before I go to bed to keep my mind right, even before I go to sleep. So thank you for that.
I've got I got one more. This is going to be a little finisher.
Got one more.
Little finisher. And this kind of ties into your support with DECA and JC and I's why. You know, there's the YCJC, there's a little lightning bolt in between there on the YCJC show. And we built DECA so everybody could step into the arena and celebrate fitness. We wanted something for all levels to celebrate fitness. But research shows there's a large percentage of people walking the planet. They've never had a gym membership. They've never been on a strong fitness journey. They've never stepped up to a start line in their life, actually. They've never really competed. They didn't play participatory sports in high school, middle school, college. They don't do that now. What is your message? You know, if you had like, oh, you're in the elevator, you got the 30-second elevator pitch. What's your message to that group that's never said, yes, I'll do it?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, we overcomplicate it. We overthink it. You know, we often think, hey, what's the worst that can happen? We don't think, hey, what's the best that can happen? What's the best case scenario? You go out there and you make some friends, you have some fun, you get charged up, you get energized. And if that excites you more than what the worst that can happen is, then do it. You know, that's a simple way I look at anybody who's on the edge of something. Look at all the potential benefits of what you can gain from this and spell it out for people like that. More times than not, people are like, you know what? All right, I'll give it a go and have fun. And that's it. Most when anybody's first doing something, we want to encourage that level of fun. Celebrate that, because we know that is the most important part early on. Things suck day one for something brand new for somebody. There'll be a lot of sucky days after that, but the first day should be fun.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
That's the best. Thank you so much.
I got an hour coaching session, JC, just like you said, brother.
Yeah. All right, guys. Hey, if you haven't already, please follow Coach Brian Nunez. He's as real and authentic as they come, not just in the fitness industry, but to the world. And, you know, I tell you this, Brian, when I posted a story that we were doing the podcast with you today, and my mother, okay, she messaged me and gave me three flames because she's a big follower of Brian Nunez as well. So thank you for everything that you're doing, brother.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for you both to call you colleagues, brothers, friends, and let's keep elevating the world, man.
Much love.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Spartan Up. Do you want to be ready for anything? Download Joe's free ebook at spartan.com/readyforanything. Do you know someone who needs a little help staying motivated, staying informed, getting or staying mentally and physically resilient? We're here 3 days every week with a mix of content to help you stay strong, from mindset to nutrition and everything in between. Listen every Tuesday to hear Joe DeSena, Spartan Race founder and CEO. And the rest of the week, join us for DECA, Endurance, and Classic episodes. See you next time. This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by USANA Health Sciences, driven to innovate and advance the science of nutrition. Visit USANA.com to learn more about their incredible selection of nutritional supplements and healthy lifestyle products.